And I named it properly.
You did this time. So it looks like
I think we're live. Here we go.
All right.
Here we are, my friend. We are back in the glory hole.
We are no more guests in the glory hole.
Feels good. I'm just saying, like, every time we're in the glory hole, like, I get this stirring, like, down.
We got to make sure that people can hear us. Hold on. Let me just turn
down.
It up. It's in the glory hole. You can hear us.
There we go.
I heard us.
Oh, you checked it.
I checked it out. I checked it out ahead of time.
I feel like we're getting the hang of this thing. We've got our studio lights up this time. Studio lights last time.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of feels like I'm a car about to get detailed, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like
someone's gonna lift up your folds and run that thing.
Well, it's
there.
About time. I've been scrubbing those things myself.
We're very loud, they say. We're very loud. You might want to turn us down on the thing.
All right, let me pretend I know how to do
it. Sound is good. Okay, forget it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, turn your fucking phone down.
it's your fault.
You know, like, you got a volume control.
That's on you.
Oh, I turned it up to max and it was really loud when I was doing that. Yeah, that's how that works. It's going to get louder because Alex Jones is on this one.
That's right.
So, you know, maybe bear that in mind. Let's talk about a story.
Let's do it.
It's from Right Wing Watch. I'm surprised. Are you surprised?
Mm.
Right Wing Watch. We should start using them more often.
We should see if we could be the official Right Wing podcast.
They're really like a good source. We should go. Anyway, Alex Jones justifies Las Vegas conspiracy theories. Quote, I talk to the president sometimes.
Now, you remember when George Bush said he talked to God sometimes? Is that sort of the same thing? Is he like having a conversation in his hairdryer and like thinking he's talking to the president? Is that?
Distressingly, I feel like it is actually the same because it's probably equal parts true. You know, although hang on a second, because Alex Jones has spoken with Trump.
Yeah, no, he's been on his show, hasn't he?
Yeah, they have actually spoken.
Yeah.
Let that fucking sink in for a second.
I know.
Right? So, and if anybody's been living under a rock, this is in reference to the Las Vegas massacre.
Yeah, this is going to be a Vegas massacre thing.
You know what that is. If you're not from the United States, it's the thing that literally couldn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, it's the weekly mass shooting.
Oh, you know, I saw something, though. It said, like, there's been a mass shooting.
It's just pulled back. My hair's just pulled back.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day of this year, there has been a mass shooting. So this is just like, this is like the 276 out of 276.
What defines a mass shooting, though?
I think it's three or more.
Oh, okay.
I know. I did the same thing, but then I thought about it. I was like, no. That is mass. It's just that we're American, right?
That's a lot.
And you're just
people.
Like,
you're like three people. I'm like thinking, I'm like, that's one more than live in my household.
I'm feeling if I shoot three people.
Yeah.
That is mass. But like when I first read it, I was like, oh, well, the bar's pretty
it's
low.
Just three people.
Oh my
God.
Three in America? Like, are we including the South?
How many mass shootings are in Chicago every year? There's got to be dozens, if not tens, you know, into the, you know, 20s or 30s.
I have no idea.
There's so many times that people will come by and do drive-bys and people will die by the threes and fours. That's no problem. It's like, we're totally cool with that.
I got a quarter dozen of them. That's all right.
You know, it's funny. I saw a story that they were talking about that shooting, and Australia was like, we're willing to sort of help you guys get rid of your guns because we did it.
Yeah.
We got rid of all of our guns.
Australia was just like, oh, that's terrible. We shouldn't have so many guns anymore. And then they don't have this problem anymore.
Yeah.
Like they just don't have that problem anymore. So well, let's talk about it. So Alex Jones, he is talking about this nonsense. So he's a false flag. Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Somebody just
interacting.
Somebody said dozens, if not tens. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
So Alex Jones, everything's a false flag for this motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every fucking thing is a false fucking flag for this guy.
Yeah.
Except for Pizzagate. Yeah.
That's totally real.
That's a red flag. What flag is that one?
I don't know. It's the one you put on your table to let them know you want more meat on your plate. It's like one of those Brazilian steakhouses where you go.
I just carry a sign with me that says, I want more meat.
More meat.
And I put it at the end of every
more
table.
Meat, please.
That's not enough meat.
So let's play. This
I
is
actually
Alex
hear
Jones.
That feedback a lot. Not enough
I'm
meat.
I'm sure you do.
Not
I'm
enough.
Sure you do. Yeah. This is Alex Jones on InfoWars.
This guy's a patsy. and he was set up. I just say, look at the target, look at the timing, look at what the left said they were going to do. Look at the
The left said they were going to murder 58 people and injure 500 at a country western conference.
Right, yeah, let's start. It's a country western conference. These speakers get up. They're like, banjos, like, trucks.
Hey, y'all.
Truck yeah. nuts. Country. I have many conference. Things to say about country music. Yeah. Like, what did the left say? Like,
I don't know.
What is this guy's a patsy? He was set up. How do you set somebody up who's 64 years old and be like, all right, here's what we're going to need you to do. It's a multi-dozens murder-suicide thing. You're going to love it. You're going to... Here's how do you pitch that shit? I've been in sales for years. Yeah. How do you pitch that shit?
The idea that he's not... Like, that he didn't do it. This week on Facebook, someone had posted something, and it had this guy's face, the killer's face, and it said something like... Yeah, we're supposed to believe that a guy brought X number of pounds of equipment up 30 flights to a room where he had a hidden sniper's nest and he had disabled alarms and he shot all these people from far away with no training. And like, we're supposed to believe that he did this all with no training. And I was thinking to myself, I responded to it. I couldn't not respond to that, yeah, right? Sure. Like, you see it on Facebook. It's like, I can't not respond.
You got baited.
And so I said, I was like, I routinely, you know, with my fencing gear, I carry that around in a golf case, right? Because it just so happens that a golf case fits all that stuff. I mean, holy shit, how easy would it be to just remove all that stuff? And that's like 60 to 60 pounds of gear I carry around with me.
Right.
It would be so easy to just lay long guns in there and just wheel that wherever I want to wheel it.
But you and I have gone shooting how many times? And we've transported our shotguns to... in our cars and yeah. into hotels and yeah. nobody says anything. Cause in America, you're just allowed to have guns. That's yeah. the thing. Like, it's not. And it's like, I know that the meme you were describing to me earlier, it's like, it was 400 pounds of stuff up 30 flights of stairs. Well, you put it on one of the fucking,
put it on a cart
and put it in the elevator. And
he's not rucking it up 40 right. flights of stairs.
Make two trips. It's a sniper's yeah. nest. It's not a crow's nest on a fucking ye oldie yeah. sailing ship. Exactly. Like, what are you kidding?
He's got a swing to his room.
Right. He didn't construct anything. He broke yeah. a window.
Yeah.
The end of nest. Yeah. So, right.
Yeah. And this person says, how hard is it? Do hotels inspect luggage now? No, of course they don't. And then, how hard is it to hit somebody in a gigantic crowd? It's, and I got into an argument. This is the point. This is the right. point of contention that happened on this Facebook post was I said, what he did was not hard. It was a giant area of people and he was up high and he had an automatic weapon. And they started right. arguing with me and saying, you never shot an automatic weapon. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. And then I made an error. I went back and said, wait a minute, I guess we're assuming that he didn't have any training. I haven't been formally trained with my shotgun, but I can shoot pretty well, trap, no problem. I've never been trained.
Right.
I just put a lot of rounds through it.
Right.
How do we know that this guy didn't go put 100,000 rounds through an automatic weapon? We don't know that.
Yeah, but beyond that, like, if he had assassinated one person with pinpoint accuracy,
yeah, sure.
400
right.
rounds,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Okay.
But indiscriminate killing when you've got 22,000 targets.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
He hit 58 targets. I mean, he hit more than that. But even if it hit 300 targets.
500. But, he hit 500. Yeah,
well, but some of them were hurt by trampling.
Oh, that's
so.
That, yeah. yeah.
So I don't know what the number is, but let's say.
But can he count that?
Right?
Like, is he?
Does he get it?
Is he putting that on his?
That
wall?
One's still mine. That one's still mine. He's got a bullhorn. Yeah. But seriously, like, you got 22,000 people. He didn't nail somebody in the head at 400
yeah,
yards
no,
with no
not.
Training.
No.
That I would say, like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a conversation yeah. that I'm at least willing to engage and say, like, wow, man, the guy must have put some time in.
That seems
I could put that time in on my uncle's hunting property.
Sure.
And you know how I know that? Because I put time in on my uncle's hunting property as a teenager and as a 20-something just shooting guns
sure.
in Michigan.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We got eight seconds in.
Owners of Mandalay Bay, huge leftists. We knew that. Now Laura Loomer has gotten the exclusive memo. We're posting Infowars.com. Where he's saying give to the big Islamic group here in the U.S. CARE, give to the Chinese government-connected group, give to the Southern Poverty Law Center,
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I'm sure, orchestrated the killing. Yeah.
Those bastards. Yeah. It's Southern Poverty Law Center. You kidding me? I love it. It's like, I've got the exclusive thing I printed out from the internet. I have the exclusive something I found on Twitter. Yeah, right. Come the fuck on with your exclusives.
You name it. ADL, you name it. So this is a big leftist hotel, big leftist group.
I love how he flashes that. There's no time to read it. There's no time. There was no time to read that. Or like, did he write memos? Was this 64-year-old gambler?
Yeah.
Like, all right, before I got to write a memo real quick. What the fuck?
He's saying that they're giving money, that Mandalay Bay gave money, and therefore they're somehow culpable.
Oh, he's saying it's Mandalay Bay?
Mandalay Bay.
Not this guy?
No, it's Mandalay Bay.
Oh, I totally misunderstood. Yeah. It's dumber than I thought.
So, yeah, it's even dumber than you would expect it. He's saying that Mandalay Bay is in on it.
Mandalay Bay, I'm sure, gives money to everything.
Yeah.
It's Mandalay Bay.
Sure.
They're greasing palms because they're a casino in Vegas. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
This is the stupidest argument I've ever heard.
Oh, I bet that casino in Vegas isn't handing money out like water. Said nobody who understands how money works.
Oh, man.
Exclusive documentation. You're just such a great sleuth that you've got the owners of Mandalay Bay saying they'll match if you fund any of the basic Antifa support groups.
These are basic Antifa support groups.
Basic. They're just your basic Antifa support groups. They all drink pumpkin spice. They wear Uggs. They're just your basic
Antifa
versions.
Guys show up with their latte and their Uggs and everything and their fucking pink, like their fucking sweatpants say pink on the ass.
Exactly. Evie says, yep. We Australians point this out every time we've had one mass shooting. Yeah, no kidding, right? And they did have a mass shooting that was really horrible. And then they were just like, everybody in the whole country kind of just went, do we need these? Do we need the guns?
I like what the kangaroos are out of control.
Like, no, we're good.
You already lost the emu war. You're done.
Yeah. And they just gave up all their guns. There's images. You see these piles of people standing on the guns. Just gave them all up.
We've talked about this. I would give up my guns.
Me too.
You can have them. You can have them all.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know,
no hesitation.
I have in my house 3 guns. I would happily get rid of them tomorrow if they said there's no more guns. That's cool.
You can have them.
And I know there's people out there, maybe even people that are listening. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you'd say that, red blood American. You don't want to keep your guns to stop the government from, I don't know what. But what, you know what I mean? Like, I know that there's people out there that freak out about that, but I have no issue with it.
Yeah,
it happened in Australia. They haven't been taken over by Martians yet. Still okay.
Yeah, they can still oppress the Aborigines.
Still good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Oh, yeah. They totally do that all the time.
It's not a kangaroo-run government, right? So it's fine. The people are still in charge.
Kevin says, emu wars, so many good birds died. That's true, Kevin.
Not enough.
Yeah.
You lost the war.
They lost.
You lost the emus. Hey, spoiler fucking alert.
Spoiler alert.
The emus win.
Yeah.
So, all right.
What does your gut tell you about this? I mean, again,
that's how we think with our guts. What does your gut tell
you? My gut tells me that Carbone should be here in about 40 minutes.
I was going to say, my gut tells me I ordered a steak and elote burrito, and I cannot wait to eat it.
A big rap concert shot up by a white guy, you'd think he was a white supremacist. They would just say that. Or if a Jewish center got attacked, you'd say it's a white supremacist.
It was a white guy who shot a bunch of white guys.
The problem is that they can't see a motive from this person. So they're upset by it. So now you're going to make one up.
They're just inventing one. But I love it. It's like if a white guy shot up a rap concert, well, then there would be a clear racial disparity and it would at least be worth looking into. But when a white guy shoots, when a white 64-year-old man shoots up a country concert.
Yeah.
Those are his people.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Patrick says, gun-owning Canadian here, and I can tell you it freaks me out every fucking time I go to the U.S. and see people with open carrying. It's legit scary.
Oh, open carry.
Open carry
the fuck
is
out.
Scary. We don't have open carry in our state. We have concealed carry.
Yeah.
Which is weird, too. Like, which also is just like, everybody's got a bulge. It's that weird scene from Get Shorty where he keeps on looking around and everybody's got a bulge. Little kid's got a piece on his leg or whatever. You know, it's the same thing. Cause like anybody could have a gun.
Yeah.
or might be an Islamicist. But just ignore all that, even though ISIS is taking credit. What do you think's happening?
Well,
ISIS takes credit for everything. ISIS takes credit. They routinely take credit before the events. They're like, can I have that one? That's me.
Yeah. And the reason why they're taking credit is because, you know, their influence is waning in the Middle East, and they're getting their ass kicked by a couple of different areas. And so they want to be relevant. You
know, they want to appear more powerful.
Yeah.
They're that frog that like is threatened. It's like, you know,
they're the puffer fish of all they're the puffer fish of the fucking terrorist world. Oh, sorry.
All right. I think that this guy is, you know, a hardcore leftist with Antifa connections who became radicalized, you know, through ISIS. And
is she recording this off her headset mic from her apartment bedroom?
Wait, though.
Yeah.
Antifa, he was Antifa that got radicalized by ISIS. What the fuck is happening?
How? Somebody said we're off. A video dropped. Come back. Video dropped.
Did the video drop?
Don't know how to tell that.
I see the video. So I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe ISIS's claim that they're responsible for this attack because they're claiming that he converted to Islam. And you see a lot of these.
That's the reason you believe it? The reason I believe their claim is because they said
they
their
said
claim.
It out loud, Tom. That's why.
Yeah. I am made of gold. I'm going to sell myself and be rich.
Someone asked, what do you fellas think of gun registration? Seems sensible to me. I think they should have even more than just gun registration. There should be extensive classes. Think about it like a car. I think we should think about guns like a car. You should have to have insurance for the gun. You should have to, I mean, even Sam Harris said you should probably be like a pilot's license where you have to have several hours under an instructor where you have to, you know, perform a bunch of tests with the weapon.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Also have a bunch of insurance.
I don't know that I care about that part at all. Like, I'm not sure it matters to me if somebody is good at shooting in order for them to have the gun. Like, I don't think I care about that. What I think I care more about personally is like, and I hear that argument all the time, but I guess I don't really care about that. Like, because if you just miss all the time at your target, what do I care?
Yeah.
Right? What I care about more is like, I think there should be routine mental health screenings. So, because the thing is like, just because I bought a gun and I wasn't crazy today.
Just like when you drive a car, you need to go get your eyes checked once in a while.
So there should be routine mental health screenings. There should be routine background checks. I think you should have letters of reference. You know, from people that say, yeah, this is a guy who probably won't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like those things I think would matter more.
Yeah. And someone says not skill, but safety. And that's true too, right? I want to make sure that they know. Because when we took the concealed carry class, most of it was safety.
Right. Yeah. And so that I totally agree with.
Sure.
And I also think like safety when it comes to storing the weapon.
Yeah.
You know, these guys talk about like, oh, you got to make sure that you're accurate with it. I don't give a fuck if you're accurate with
it.
But I think, you know, you hear these stories about these toddlers. There was one that just the other day, like a toddler shot two other toddlers.
Yeah.
He got a twofer on that one. He shot twice. He got two toddlers.
Two toddlers.
Like I have a pistol in my home, but my pistol is like the clip is out and then it's got a cable lock.
There's
right?
no way that anybody could get in there.
And then
the key.
The case itself has a lock on it. Mm-hmm. And then that is inside a safe.
Sure.
And then the ammunition is stored separately.
Sure.
So yeah. You're not getting it that
way. You know, that, and there are some people in the world that think that that's not a good way to have a gun because they want to make sure that they have access to that gun while it's loaded at all times.
For the burglar scenario.
That's what they want to have it for. Well, that's why you have a fucking concealed carry law anyway, for the imagined mugger scenario.
Right. Just get a dog.
Yeah.
You don't even have to load the dog.
You do have to load the dog.
You do have to.
Yeah, and the dog unloads all the time. It's one of the things that dogs do.
Islam. So I think that it has both Antifa and Islamic, connections. I also think that
because you just said it.
It sounds
it doesn't have them. We just said that they did, and so therefore they have it.
Right.
There's no doubt that there's those. I mean, that's the only thing we've got clear tracks on: the target, the connections, who took credit. My hostage rescue team. I mean, I had a former
What? He has his own hostage rescue team? He takes that many hostages. He needs his own hostage rescue team. They just follow him around.
What good would have done? He didn't take any hostages. The guy didn't take any hostages. If anything, he was the hostage. What it's hostages?
Oh, wait a minute. My ex used to insist on keeping a gun under his pillow as I slept next to him.
No!
I hated it. So insane. Yes.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
If Haley was like, I need a gun in bed, I'd be like, you need a different person in bed.
Well,
that's scary.
Maybe you can find a gun-like item at adamandeve.com.
Maybe she wasn't referring to a gun at all.
Oh, that's true.
That was a euphemism. That's
true.
Guy that ran CIA operations on yesterday. I talk to the president sometimes. It's not like...
what? I do when you just shout his name into the air?
My sources aren't real. Hell, Matt Drudge gave me the only interview in the last 2 years.
It's Matt Drudge.
Who cares?
What does Matt Drudge
know?
That's
not the president.
The president doesn't know anything. He wasn't in Vegas at Mandalay Bay.
Rescue team telling me the hotel room was full of Antifa and Islamic literature and their
he brought Islamic literature with him.
Just to throw around the room
sort of just decorate with a lot of Islamic literature while he shot the area.
I have my reasons for doing this, confetti strewn all around the room.
I genuinely don't believe anything.
Why would you believe it for a second? What? He's got...
It's like Antifa. It's like, first off, what kind of literature does Antifa have anyway? They just give away like black scarves or something.
How are they connected? How is Antifa and fucking ISIS possibly connected?
That's awesome, man.
Pissed because their bosses won't give it out. We know. In fact, I'm so conservative, I'm saying we don't. Well, then the hostage rescue team's lying to me. Well, the same folks told my reporters, get out of here a few days before what happened
Make it up.
So
make it up.
Real sources. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't understand what any of that means.
So somebody told my reporters to leave. And so the shit I just made up is true. That's his justification.
Someone says, I had a one night stand with a guy back in 1980. He had a gun under his pillow. I found it during.
Oh,
kind of took the energy out of the situation.
Could add a little energy back in.
Yes. A lot of kinetic energy.
Holy
into the situation.
Things get a little vigorous. Oh, things can get a little vigorous.
Goodness gracious.
Fucking hell.
Oh, well, that's Alex Jones. Man.
Well, that's fucked up. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
A man's a fucking
idiot. He's genuinely a moron. Yeah. So this week we have coming up this upcoming Monday, we'll have Camille on. She wrote a book. So we'll be talking about that this upcoming week. That's going to be fun. We just recorded the interview with her. We're going to have some other crazy stories that are going to be coming out on Monday. We'll also have a new Citation Needed that's coming out next Wednesday.
Well, you can listen to that. You should listen to that.
Yeah, you should be listening.
It's a great show.
Needed.
I don't know why you're not listening to it.
Good show. So
talking to you right now. That one.
You know who you are. Somebody says that he was, the guy was going to try to do Lollapalooza. I don't know if you saw this, but he had booked a hotel here in Chicago, was maybe going to go shoot up Lollapalooza. I guess he had done it in a couple of different places and like a week before he stayed in another place.
I saw that, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is like flights are just cheaper in and out of Vegas.
Yeah.
So it just makes more sense.
You could probably use points. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Did I tell you as an aside that I booked a trip and I'm accidentally staying at the Trump Hotel?
You mentioned this. Yeah, you're staying at the Trump Hotel.
I'm gonna try to upload some pictures.
You
when
should
I get
wear
on,
an
so.
Orange jumpsuit in and out. You should wear an orange jumpsuit the whole time you're there and a Trump mask.
I wonder if I get a free MAGA hat with my suite.
I doubt it. All right. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for this tiny live stream. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Facebook and on live stream. We appreciate everybody who comes in and joins the stream. So thanks for joining us. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
We'll catch you soon.
I got to figure out how to turn this off.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do it.